This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
When you run into that, things are looking awfully good. When this is the game that you have to harp on, but we're going to talk to Greg Swartz here of Bleacher Report coming up here in a second, but the three-point game, a problem. It's a problem. Without further ado, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers the NBA for Bleacher Report. He's Greg Swartz, and he joins us now. Greg, how you doing?
Well, there's been better nights, that's for sure.
There certainly has, yeah. After watching this one, a little tough. I guess I'll start you with this. It's not the first time we've seen the Cavs sort of get ran off the floor by the three ball. You think that's a problem beyond missing guys like Max Strus and Caris LeVert and Dean Wade tonight?
Well, I mean, offensively coming in this game, you know, the Cavs are still number one in the NBA in three-point efficiency. Now, they don't take as many threes as they probably should to keep up with, you know, teams like Boston that kind of live at the three-point line, but that was the big issue in both their losses so far this season. Boston, obviously, a tremendous three-point shooting team. They shoot more threes than any team, over 50 a game. And then tonight, Atlanta hitting 20 three-pointers, shooting almost 50% from three. Yeah, that was obviously an issue there. You're going to see that a lot, not just from the Cavs, but a lot of teams. You're going to live and die by the three-point line. And a lot of times, a lot of nights, the Cavs have used that to their advantage. They did not defend the three-point line tonight well at all. Atlanta hit a lot of tough shots. But, yeah, in their two losses, that's the number one thing that you can point to so far this year.
It just seems like – and that's – you sort of pointed out the MO of the Celtics is sort of throw up as many threes as you can. Like, they're probably going to set, like, an NBA record for how many threes they take this season. Which – and if I'm not mistaken, they did it again last year. So they're just trying to build on their own record at this point. Like – I just feel like that's such an issue, especially with the team at the top of the Eastern Conference, that you sort of see as your number one competition right now if you look to take the next step, no?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now the Cavs, in terms of made three-pointers, are right where they were last year, which is kind of crazy to think about. Their efficiency has skyrocketed. They were the only team coming into the night. Now tonight's going to hurt them a little bit. Coming into the night, they were the only team in the NBA making over 40% of their three-pointers. I mean, it's a remarkable stat to be this deep into the season, be shooting it that well. But the volume-wise, like, yeah, they need to be shooting more, and I think that'll help when Max Strus returns. He's obviously one of the big three-point shooters on this team. You don't have Dean Wade right now. You don't have Caris LeVert right now. Those are guys that, you know, take a lot of three-pointers in their game. So I think that'll help. But, you know, if you're not going to defend, you're not going to defend the three-point line, it doesn't matter really how many you're going to take and how many you're going to make, because you're going to have nights like this where that's where you lose the game.
So I was talking to Spencer Davies of Cavs on SI earlier on this week. He told me he got the sense that when Max Strus comes back, Kenny Atkins has sort of laid on the table. He just doesn't know what's going to happen with it. Like, it's not necessarily a guarantee for him to play the three, and they could have run out multiple lineups. Is that something you see sustainable once you get to the postseason in there, where it's sort of a rotation of, I mean, what looks like right now, maybe four guys playing your three spot and never really having a set starting five?
I think that's a problem. Yeah, I think you need to have a set starting five. You look at Boston, you know, they've had the same starting five for the last 2 years now. It's a starting five that's been very successful for them. I don't think you want to go into it kind of just having guys unsure what their role is going to be. I think it's important that you have a defined role, whether you end up sticking with Isaac Okoro as your starter, whether you go back to Max Strus. You know, I don't know what Kenny ends up going with, but yeah, I think if you, as the season progresses, you obviously have four starters locked in. When Strus comes back, he had that starting job all of last year. You don't really want to take the job from somebody because of an injury, but Okoro has been awesome this year, and he shot the ball extremely well. We obviously know what he can do defensively, but yeah, I think the three spot is not an issue, but it's just something that they have to, you know, get settled, especially come playoff time.
So I guess, I mean, with the three spot, you think right now they line up well enough with a team like Boston at the three spot with what they have? Or you think maybe the solution sitting beyond somewhere through a trade, I'm sure they're not sitting out there somewhere, not on a team right now, but maybe something they have to do before the trade deadline comes up?
Well, I mean, every NBA team is looking for wings, and it's tough to match up with Boston. Boston has two of the very best wings in the NBA, and, you know, especially when we played them too, we were down a lot of our wings as well, so that kind of was a big advantage for them in that game. And, you know, certainly I think if, you know, good wings are available, you know, you think of a Dorian Finney-Smith from Brooklyn, Cameron Johnson from Brooklyn, you know, those guys are probably going to be on the move before the trade deadline. Both those guys are shooting the ball over a 40% clip from three this year. Cam Johnson averaging a career high 18 points per game. You know, but those are two guys you'd love to have. But also, it's going to be tricky to match salaries. So who do you send out if you're trying to get them? Do you send a Caris LeVert who's on an expiring contract, who you're probably not going to have the financial means to re-sign this offseason? So I just would be careful messing with the team's chemistry too much. You're still 17-2 overall after 19 games. You could still potentially be number one in the NBA in offense after the dust settles tonight. You could still be number one in three-point shooting. So, and you've had a lot of injuries on the wing, so I wouldn't hit the panic button just yet. But if there's one potential weakness when you look at this roster, obviously it's still the wing position.
It feels pretty good when we're you get to poke holes in a 17-2 team, though. This right. is when we're complaining about them being, you know, maybe not where you want to be at the three, and you have two losses on the season, almost 20 games in, you're in a pretty good spot. I would say so. Greg Swartz, absolutely. Again with us out here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
No, I was, we, you know, especially when we watch a Browns team kind of celebrate their third win of the season. Yeah. At this point in the year, yeah, 17-2 Cavs team is pretty good.
Yeah, it feels pretty good to be there. Some people subscribe to this idea. I don't think that I do. Do you think there's any merit to the idea that the Cavs, obviously losing tonight, but early on in this season, sort of not hitting enough roadblocks or speed bumps, sort of not running into as many challenges that they could actually hurt you down the road?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be tested now. You don't want to be tested in April and May and June for the first time. You want to, you know, go through your tests now. And the Cavs have had a fairly easy schedule. They've played a lot of teams that had key players out. You know, you look at New Orleans last week that basically had their whole roster out. You've played a lot of teams that were on either back-to-backs or, you know, just haven't come in with a very good record. You know, Boston was obviously a very tough game, and I think they passed the test for the most part. Even though they lost, they kept it within three. They came back from a deficit, so that was a good test for them. I think tonight is a game that you can look at and say, well, we can learn from this, because you know what happened a couple weeks ago? The Boston Celtics did the exact same thing. They lost at home to these Atlanta Hawks in a cup game, and everybody was like, what the heck? Like, how did you lose to Atlanta at home? And Atlanta's 8-11 overall, and they've got, you know, two road wins over the best two teams in the NBA record-wise right now. And I think that kind of woke up the Celtics a little bit. The Celtics have not lost the game since then. Obviously, they were the first team to beat Cleveland this year. So, you know, as much as you hate to lose these games, especially the teams at home that are below 500, yeah, it can be a nice test for you. It can be a good wake-up call for you, especially if you're giving up 135 points. I don't think Kenny Atkinson's going to be real happy about that.
Yeah, I would think not. I mean, they won the game the other night and gave up like 108, and he was saying the defense wasn't good enough. So
right.
I think 135 points to a little bit of a bigger problem. You mentioned the NBA Cup there. Another game obviously coming up against Atlanta on Friday. That one a part of the NBA Cup. It seems like the Cavs are taking it pretty serious in terms of the way that they acted against the Bulls at the end of that one. Yeah, the game against the Celtics was sort of going to be that matchup either way. It was going to be the close one, the NBA Cup or not, just because you had the undefeated Cavs and probably looking to prove a little bit of something, and the Celtics on the other end as well wanting to end the streak. Atlanta seems like they took a different approach. They just got, what, $100,000 fine for Trae Young. They said he could have played but ended up not playing in their last Cup game. Do you get the sense that every team's taking it serious, or is that sort of Atlanta showing you that not every team is carrying that same mentality in the second year of this thing?
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
I think overall the NBA has been pleased with how teams have approached it. The ratings are up this time of year. Traditionally, November is the least watched month of the NBA season, which is why this is here, which is why they're, you know, trying to get the ratings up for it, which is why they're, you know, giving financial rewards to players and making the courts look fancy and all that. So overall, you've gotten more games that have felt like playoff atmospheres. You've gotten more games that have been competitive. You've got that different element to it, like you said, where, you know, we played against Chicago and we had a lead and we were still trying to put up points because, you know, the tiebreaker is the score differential. So I think it's added a different flair to the NBA. Obviously, they were happy with it in year one. I think they've been happy with it in year two. For me, I'm not real into it because I'm just like, okay, we're paying millionaires more money to play harder, which, you know, it's their job. But I think overall it has been a success. Overall, it has been a thing that's kind of helped fuel viewership, especially during football season. The NBA really doesn't pick up till, you know, as exciting as it's been in Cleveland, the NBA really doesn't pick up till Christmas. So I think it's been good for them to get some extra eyeballs on these games for the NBA Cup in year two.
All right, you mentioned the court, so I have to ask. Are we a fan of them? You said fancy. That wasn't exactly the positive note you could have put on it. You stayed neutral. What are the true thoughts? We'll go with the Cavs specifically, the wine court this year.
The Cavs have one of the better ones. Overall,
agree.
I'm not a fan. The one in Boston last week, that was horrific. I mean it should be illegal to play in a court that ugly. I'm going to blame our loss on that. I think that's why it wasn't us. It was the court. I like that they're, you know, there's a symbol on there that symbolizes, okay, if you turn a game on, you can say, okay, this is a cup game. I like that. I like the giant gold trophies in the middle, kind of reminiscent of what they used to do in the NBA Finals, which they should absolutely bring back. But Cavs have one of the better ones, but overall, I think they could tone it down a little bit and they'd be just fine.
I like the one last year. You had just the straight normal court, and then you had the accents. Why didn't we keep that? That was the way to go.
I feel like that was fine too. I would have been fine with that.
Again, Greg Swartz with us here on the hotline. 76ers by far a disappointment. I mean, there's no way to dance around that one. I mean, fair to say that they're kind of shot from the playoffs even this early. I mean, we haven't even hit December yet.
I'm not going to say that yet because I would have said the Milwaukee Bucks were kind of in that area like a week ago. And Milwaukee was 2-8 to begin the year, and they've now gone 7-1. And if you're in the West and you start out, you know, 3-13 like the Sixers have, yeah, you don't have a chance. Like, the West is too good. But the East, you know, I'm looking at these teams like Milwaukee, it just improved to 9-9. Miami barely won tonight in an ugly game, improved to 8-8. Those two teams are a game away from hosting a playoff series. That's how bad the East is. You can be 500 and you could be almost a 4 seed in the East. If you were 500 in the West, you'd be out of the play-in tournament right now. You're 10-8 and you're a 10 seed in the West. So I'm not going to kill the 76ers yet. It ain't looking good. Jared McCain's kind of done his best to keep them alive. Tyrese Maxey, obviously good when he's on the court, but, I mean, what did they think was going to happen when they put in two 30-plus-year-old injury-prone stars and gave them, you know, $200 million in new deals and extensions? Like, they're kind of like sleeping in the bed that they made. So I don't feel bad for them, but it is the East. The East is terrible. They could win 5 out of 7 and be right back in the play-in tournament, so I'm not going to bury them yet.
All right, real quick to get you out of here, Greg. If the struggles continue, would they be the most disappointing team in recent NBA history?
I mean, I'd say yes. I can't think of a more disappointing one just because everybody said they won the offseason. You had at least one major NBA reporter on ESPN was saying they had the best big three in the NBA. The fact that Joel Embiid is like shoving reporters in the locker room and getting called out, and like all he seems to care about is who's snitching in the locker room and not, you know, getting on the court and winning games. It's not a good look. And Paul George, we like him. He's 34, and there was a reason the Clippers didn't give him 4 years and a full max deal. There was a reason they didn't. And Daryl Morey is a guy that has always swung for the fences. Sometimes he hits doubles. A lot of times he strikes out. This, so far, looks like a major strikeout. And, yeah, I'd say, you know, I don't feel bad for him because that's one of the Cavs' main competitors in the East. But, yeah, it's not looking good for Philly right now.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.